Welcome to the Anan Ashram podcast. For those of you who don't know, Anan Ashram is an organization founded in 1991 by our guru, Anan Krishna. One earth, one sky, one humankind is our vision. In this podcast, we will discuss everything from self-empowerment, mental health, spirituality through the eyes of yoga and meditation. What is the difference between transcribing and chanting the mantra? Perhaps it is interconnected. And if so, how many of our senses are involved?
Gayatri is the gist of all meditation. The whole idea of meditation is self-empowerment, is intuition, is initiative. Meditation does away with do's and don'ts. Do this and don't do this. That list should not be there for meditators. Meditators should have their own understanding, clear understanding, their own vision and their own intuition how to go about life. The very first mantra that we are taught in meditation is Gayatri. It's the most important mantra. If you can just remember this one mantra, you're all right. What is mantra, first of all? Mantra is not mumbo jumbo. It's not a mere chant. It is not a magic chant. Mantra consists of two words in Sanskrit. It is manas and yantra. Manas is mind. Mind that is still not controlled. Mind that we all have right now. And yantra is tool. It's a tool to control your mind. To control the wavering of your mind. Patanjali, the great master of yoga, says, it is to control the modifications of mind. Otherwise, mind is too busy. I'm reading a very interesting book by a neuroscientist, and he's saying the same thing, different language. But basically, all the neuroscientists, they are coming to this, that the major problem is the traffic in our brain. Now, some of the scientists are still stuck with the idea of the brain. But yoga says that brain is just the hardware. Brain is your laptop, your computer. But mind is the software. So the problem is not in the hardware. The problem is in the software. And this software is causing reincarnation, memories, obsession, everything is there, compressed there. Even when you feel you have deleted all the files, all the old files, they are actually still there. They can be retrieved. If you have a good hacker around you, he can retrieve all your deleted files. So all the deleted files are actually just compressed in such a way that you cannot retrieve it readily, but actually they are still there. They can be retrieved. And therefore, the whole system of yoga, the whole system of mind is about transforming the mind in all its totality, to change the very quality of mind, to make it into, transform it into buddhi. Buddhi is sometimes translated as intelligence, not to be confused with intellectuality. It is not scholarship. It is not what you get in the school and colleges and universities. It is the inherent intelligence. It is when you tap the source of intelligence within you. This intelligence is within each one of us. Buddha is saying that every one of us is destined to awaken this or to tap this source of intelligence. It's just a matter of time. Everyone must one day tap upon this. Patanjali says, it depends on the intensity of your practice. It depends on how intensive you are, how repetitive, how how continuously you do your practices, it depends on that, how fast you can transform your mind into intelligence. And therefore, when Buddha was enlightened, so-called enlightenment, somebody asked him, "Who are you?" He said, "I am Buddha, I am awakened, I am intelligent, I am conscious. I am conscious of what I am doing." But immediately he adds another line that actually beside me there have been so many Buddhas in the past, and there will be so many Buddhas in future, and you, he is telling the person who is asking him, you are destined to be Buddha also. It's just a matter of time. I woke up earlier this morning than you, but you will wake up also. You cannot be on your bed for all your entire lifetime. You shall wake up also. It's just a matter of timing. I happen to wake up earlier than you. So Buddha is not asking you to follow him. Buddha is asking you to become a Buddha. It's not asking you to follow him or to turn him into your guru. No. He said, you become Buddha. You become a Buddha. He's just pointing the way. You become conscious. You start living consciously. The very word Gayatri. Gaya is from Gayan, song, chant. Tri is from Trayate, one that liberates you. The song of liberation, the chant of liberation. Something that can liberate you from the clutches of your mind, from your ignorance, that is Gayatri. And the chant is just few lines. Om Bhur Bhuvah Svaha. The light that illumines all three different realms, R-E-A-L-M-S, forgive me my pronunciation, all three different stages of life, all three dimensions of life, it can be past, present and future, yesterday, today and tomorrow, it is this universe, and if there are other universes, and in between this universe and other universes, if there is space, then that is the third factor. So the light that illumines all, the source of light that illumines all, I meditate upon thee, please enlighten me so that I can decide what is the rightful course of action for me, what should I be doing and what I should be avoiding. It's a very important thing. There's no beating around the bush. No beating around the bush. These lines may appear in all other prayers from all scriptures. And there'll be prologue and epilogue and all kind of thing. But this is generic, very generic. There's no epilogue, there's no prologue. It is to the point. Please enlighten me so I can decide for myself what is right for me and what is not right for me. It is not about good and bad. Yoga does not tell you about good and bad. Everything is relative.
Dear friends, the whole idea of meditation is to withdraw from the external world and go deep within. Would you agree? Share us your thoughts at Anand Ashram on Instagram, inquisit and subscribe to Anand Ashram YouTube channel. For even more information, visit www.anandashram.asia.
What is good? What is bad? A soldier goes and kills a nation's enemies on the battlefield. Is it good or bad? It is his duty to protect the nation. If those soldiers were not there guarding us, we'll have more problem. We'll have more problem. You see what kind of problem we have in Europe now. A little bit of, you don't really pay attention to what is happening and things go wrong. And you don't expect things to go wrong. I was watching a movie, beautiful movie. The judge is telling this man, who is very honest, and he was brought to the court. He was convicted for something that he did do. So after the judge came to know that this man is actually innocent, he said, look, you know what is your problem? You are good and you think everybody is good. That is your problem. Everybody is not good. I've been writing about this. You can drive your car very slowly, very carefully. You can be the best of the drivers. But if somebody is hitting you from behind, what can you do? You should be prepared. So he says, look, your problem is that you are good and you think everyone is good. And a bull, a cow, you know, in India you can find cows in the streets, right? So this cow, this mad cow is coming, running to you, and you think, oh, I'm good, I have not done any problem, this cow is not going to hit me, and the cow hits you. And the cow is not aware that it is hitting a good person or a bad person. It is a bad cow. You cannot do anything about it. You know, in the streets sometimes you find a lot of dogs here, right? Have you come across some dogs when you're walking? How do you get rid of them? First, you start running. If you are close by, there can be some mad dogs also. You start running, you save yourself. But I learned something from my father. I was a kid and I used to be very, very terrified by dogs. There were not too many dogs when I was small. There were not too many dogs in my hometown in Solo in Central Java, but I used to be very terrified when there was a dog. And my father told me, you know, when you find a dog and he's barking at you, the dog is barking at you, just stop there. Stand still and start staring at the dog. And that's what I did. I did that. The dog started barking at me, and I look at the dog and I stare at the dog and I just stood still. And the dog got very scared. Said, this big dog is staring at me. So, okay, don't hit anybody, but at least you can defend yourself. It's not about good and bad, but it's about rightful course of action. And rightful course of action is not to be defenseless. Rightful course of action is that you should, as my master would always tell us, you should learn to say no sometime. You should learn, most of the time, a lot of people that you meet, you should learn to say bye after hi. You don't have to become bad with them. They are good people. Everybody is good. But are they conducive to your evolution? Everybody is good. The fishes in the pond are good. But you cannot sleep with them. You cannot sleep in the pond. The water in the pond is also water. The water that you drink from the dispenser is also water. But the water in the pond is not for us. For the fishes, okay. You start giving mineral water to the fish, they'll die. We used to clean this pond very often, the fishes would die. They need some dirty water to survive. You cannot grow lotuses on clean water. There has to be some mud there. So the muddy water is good for lotus, but not for you. And this is why Gayatri is saying, please tell me what is right for me. It's not about good and bad. It's not about good and bad. What is right for me to do? It is a prayer to awaken your intuitive faculty. It is a prayer to awaken your initiative. What to do, what not to do. And as I was telling you the other day, Sanskrit is the customized language. Sanskrit is the computer language. It was Noam Chomsky who first said that the man who wrote the grammar for Sanskrit, Panini, thousands of years ago, he should be considered the grandfather of computer science. Now, most of the mathematicians and scientists are agreeing on that. The precision in the language is such that it is the only man-made language, the ancient languages, only one of the ancient, the only ancient language that can be put into computer, fed into computer as it is, without any other medium. So this has been proven by the NASA scientists also. Sanskrit is a customized language, a made-up language. And therefore, it is just like the password that you are using for your computer. If you go wrong a bit, it doesn't work. That's the bad thing about Sanskrit. So if you really want to make use of this prayer, you have to learn the right way to chant it. If you can go back home and you can carry even this one mantra, I tell you, I shall consider myself blessed.
To ensure that we do not follow the unending chatter of the mind, keeping our senses busy is key. We hope that this has been an enlightening experience. Follow, share, and join us again soon for another episode. May all creatures be happy.